Good morning. It's July 4th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Independence Day. For we know that our old self was crucified with him in order that sin's dominion over the body may be abolished, so that we may no longer be enslaved to sin. For sin will not rule over you, because you are not under the law, but under grace. Romans 6:6-14. One of my favorite scenes in all science fiction movies is the penultimate one from Independence Day, in which the President of the United States, played by Bill Pullman, gives a stirring speech about the challenge that lies before them in defeating a more powerful alien invader. Mankind. That word should have new meaning for us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interest. Perhaps it is fate that today is the 4th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom, not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist, and should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today we celebrate our Independence Day. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, gives very nearly the same speech. Man has been threatened with the annihilation that is death ever since his first rebellion against his Creator in the Garden of Eden. It matters little whether you believe there was a literal garden, but only that you understand a great gulf arose between man and God with man's disobedience, and nothing could breach that gulf except the offer that the Father made in sacrificing his Son to pay for our sins. If we accept that incredible undeserved gift, then in fact we are saved and avoided annihilation. The evil one, Satan, will do everything in his power to blind us to the reality of Christ as the one embodiment of truth and the only avenue to life. The offer is open to all mankind. We no longer need to be enslaved to sin. The voluminous laws once written down to guide God's people also clearly demonstrated that righteousness could not be found there because perfect obedience was impossible for everyone. The righteousness necessary to be reconciled to God is only found in the perfection of his Son. And his sacrifice on our behalf bestows that righteousness on us, even while we are still sinning. Every day is Independence Day for believers all over the world. We have won the day, as Bill Pullman says, and we won it on the cross. That means that every day from the moment you accept Christ onward, you are no longer defenseless against Satan. Yes, we still sin. We are not perfect. But we don't have to sin any longer. And we won't want to sin any longer once we give free rein to the Spirit that dwells within us. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to the yoke of slavery. Galatians 5:1. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. Father God, thank you for setting us free. How easy it is for us to grasp the joy and victory over the tyranny of a despotic English king, and yet difficult to see that victory over death, a much greater prize, is within reach of everyone on the planet. Lead us to spread the good news by both word and action, Lord. Help us to show others what freedom really looks like on this American Independence Day. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.